Hi, everybody. This is Mercer Ellington. Welcome to our show.
The Genius of Duke. Hal Jackson here, speaking to you on behalf of the Social Security Administration and this station. We're extremely proud to present this tribute to one of the giants of American music, Mr. Duke Ellington. With us today is Mercer Ellington, the Duke's son and a well-known composer and band leader in his own right, talking about and playing some of the Duke's all-time great hits. Got any idea about how much you're going to get from Social Security when you retire?
Bet you don't.
Well, it's your money, you know. If you want to find out how you get this valuable information, you just stay tuned. Meanwhile, I'd like to introduce you to Mercer Ellington.
The Little Purple Flower was recorded live at a concert we did in Yale in 1968. This is the second part, and it has to do with the trip the Little Flower takes to the other, more conservative side of town. Sam Woodyard is on drums, and he makes the insistent shuffle rhythm, which was exciting.
Thank you.
Ellington's Little Purple Flower with Duke Ellington and the band. Now, let's talk about money. Yours. I picked up some very interesting booklets the last time I visited Social Security. I was particularly intrigued with one on how to figure your Social Security retirement benefits. So I sat down with pencil and paper and I did some figuring. It suddenly dawned on me that I ought to be telling you folks about this. If you can't decide whether to take an early retirement or wait till you're 65, it might help you to make up your mind. If you had some idea of what your monthly payments would be at 62, 63, 64, or 65. Well, this little booklet called Estimating Your Social Security Retirement Check tells you how to figure it out. You won't get an exact figure, but you will come pretty close. Of course, when you apply for your benefits, Social Security will figure the exact amount due you. You can get a free copy of this booklet at any Social Security office. Now for tune number two. We have Mercer Ellington with us again.
A long time ago, before anyone ever heard a woman's lib, John Latouche and Pop wrote a song called Women. Ray Nance sings it here, and you might care to note that he was already sounding the alarm 27 years ago.
In spite of science, we find there is still one thing, a deep, dark mystery, and that is a woman's mind. So beware, for the women, women, women are lying in wait for you. And if you care for the women, 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 then order a tomb with a view. And if you have a flair for the women, 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 you will need it before you are through. Phew!
Women, always one of Duke Ellington's favorite subjects, and a favorite subject of mine, too, now that I stop to think about it. Another subject that I'm good at is my Social Security. You know why? Because I call them when I have a question about my retirement, my mother's Medicare, and any number of other subjects. You can call same as me, and Social Security will be happy to answer any questions you can fire at them. What's our last number for the day?
One of my many requests at our concert in Paris has always been for Cootie Williams to play Concerto for Cootie, which was first recorded in 1940. They have long memories in France. Here, you'll hear Cootie answering them in 1963.
One and only Duke and Concerto for Cootie. Well, we'll be back at the station very soon, you can be certain. But right now, we're going to have to say, see you next time around.
Right, Hal. This is Mercy Allington saying ciao, and we'll see you real soon. And remember, until next time, stay well and stay happy.
The Genius of Duke has been brought to you by the Social Security Administration and this station as a public service so that you may find out about your rights and benefits under Social Security. If you've enjoyed the show, please join us again next week on this station. Until then, this is Hal Jackson saying, when you think of the future, think of Social Security.